May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing in your sight, my Lord, my strength, and my Redeemer. Amen. Gratitude. Gratitude. It's kind of a funny little word, the way it bounces around in your mouth. Gratitude, simply defined as a feeling of appreciation or thanks. But if we are to believe the lesson in today's gospel reading is all about gratitude, or rather the lack of demonstrating it, we are missing the true point. Now, Jesus has chosen to travel by himself between Samaria and Galilee on his way to Jerusalem. Luke tells us somewhere in the countryside he is approached by a group of 10 lepers. In the biblical world, leprosy was thought to be highly contagious and incurable. Anyone suspected of contracting the illness was ostracized from society. They were excluded from every part of community life, even from their own families. They were forced to live alone or in groups of other lepers, and they could only survive by begging or by what they could scavenge. In fact, they were required to stay 40 paces from any healthy person that they might meet. If they happened to stray too close, even by accident, shouts of unclean, unclean greeted them. And if they didn't hurry off, they risked being stoned to death. The lepers in today's gospel probably approached everyone that happened to pass by on that road on the way to town, begging for a little bit of bread or perhaps a few small coins. But in the gospel, they seem to recognize Jesus. And they may have heard some stories somewhere about his remarkable abilities as a healer. Approaching as near as they dare, they plead, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Well, our Lord knows what they want, and he does not hesitate. He does not attempt to make his healing conditional. He simply grants mercy. No reason is given or needed. He simply tells the lepers to go and present themselves to the priests. They turn away and hurry off to follow his instructions. As they go on their way, we are told they were made clean. Well, we can understand their haste. Suddenly, they have been given their lives back. They can now rejoin their families, their loved ones. But before all this can happen, by Jewish law, they are required to visit the priests who must declare they are clean. And this can only happen through a series of prayers and sacrifices and ritual baths. The process can take days, and they are anxious to get started. Once again, Jesus is about to be alone on that road, but then something unexpected happens. One of those former lepers turns back and returns to Jesus. The man falls to his knees at the feet of our Lord. With his forehead to the ground, the man praises God and thanks Jesus for his healing. Jesus marvels that only one of the 10 showed any appreciation, and the one who did is a foreigner, a Samaritan, no less. With a few more words, Jesus sends that man on his way. It's not really so much about a lack of gratitude on the part of the other 9 who were healed. There is no way, really, that anyone who could receive such a special gift could not feel grateful. Those who showed Jesus their backs and scampered on down the road were thrilled, ecstatic at what had occurred. It's easy to imagine them happy, laughing, as they make new plans for their lives, running just as fast as they can to get on with it. But the significance of the story is not so much with the 9 lepers who were healed and demonstrated no gratitude. It is so much more about the one. That one who returned to Jesus with his thanks and praise. While it's true, 9 were healed, they were just running in the wrong direction. You see, the Samaritan who knelt at Jesus' feet received something more than just his disease-free body. Remember how in dismissing the Samaritan, Jesus told him, "Go on your way, your faith has made you well." Well, please understand that other interpretations of this same phrase can mean made you whole or made you complete. It can also be translated to mean being saved. Jesus is telling the Samaritan, "Go on your way. Your faith has not only cured your body, it has saved you." By his recognition and praise of Jesus, the Samaritan has received much more than just his physical healing. He has been given a new wholeness, a blend of wellness and spiritual cleaning. He was the only one among the 10 to receive this gift. Luke's story of the encounter between Jesus and the lepers allows him to teach us about the disappointment Jesus felt because the 9 failed to give thanks for his gift of healing. But moreover, it also gives us insight into the joy that he felt with the Samaritan, who recognized the deeper truths of God's grace. It also provides us with an opportunity to reflect on our own relationship with our God. For each of us have received blessings in our lives at one time or another. Some of those blessings could have been major, while others, so very small, we may not even have noticed. How often have we hurried off on our way and failed to turn back to acknowledge the giver of those blessings in our lives? How many times have we failed just to say thank you? We are reminded today of the sadness of our Lord when we, just like the 9, fail to turn back to him. But we are also, at the same time, encouraged to emulate the Samaritan. We are encouraged to respond with gratitude to the blessings and forgiveness of God. Like the Samaritan, we can receive all that Jesus has to give us. Today, as we stand or kneel at the altar rail to share in the bread and wine of his Holy Eucharist, we are drawn so very near to his divine presence. At God's holy table, sharing in the blessed body and blood, in that sublime moment of peace and grace, what better time could there be to express our thanks and appreciation to him? It may well be that as we approach, we remember the prayer spoken by those lepers as they once approached Christ, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Amen.